You're listening to SBS News.
The European Union and its neighbours, stretching from Iceland to the United Kingdom to Turkey, have met to discuss security and energy problems stemming from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The European political community is a new political club, and leaders say it is rare and symbolic because it excludes Russia. They also say it aims to bring together the 27 European Union members with 17 other European countries. The Prague gathering was the inaugural summit, a format that came from an idea by French President Emmanuel Macron.
We are sending a message of European unity, and for all Europeans, whether they are members of the European Union or not, it is about building strategic closeness, and the objective is to share a same understanding of the situation affecting our Europe, to build a common strategy through a strategic conversation, which until now did not really exist and could lead to divisions. And I hope that common projects will emerge from this. We have countries which are members of the Union, countries in the accession process, others who have just left the European Union, and others who do not wish to become members. But we are sharing a same space, often a same history, and we are meant to write together our future.
His comments were echoed by Belgium's Prime Minister Alexander De Croo, as well as the top European diplomat Josep Borrell. Czech Prime Minister Peter Fiala says the point of this new group is to have an honest discussion on the matters of common interest, but also on disputed topics.
Russia's action from the last week confirmed it yet again. Holding the referenda in occupied territories was a dirty trick. The international community cannot take it seriously. Many of you have the similar experiences in the history of your countries. We understand it is tough to face evil, but we also understand that truth does win. It can take time, but in the end, we all know in our hearts that Ukraine will win because the truth is on their side.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss attended the summit, leaving some hoping for a warmer tone between the EU and the UK following Brexit, where the two are still in disagreement over trade issues around Northern Ireland.
This is not about moving closer to Europe. This is about working with Europe on issues that we both face. We're working with our partners on more nuclear energy so that we're never in the same position again of being dependent on Russia and Russia using energy as leverage against free democracies. We were working very hard on energy security. It's one of the reasons I'm here in Prague today. We have interconnectors with our European partners. We're working on more gas supplies. We're working on building out nuclear energy, building out wind energy, so we do have a secure supply of energy.
The gathering at the Prague Castle is seen by its advocates as a grand show of solidarity for a continent facing multiple crises, from the security fallout of Russia's war in Ukraine to economic challenges, including an energy crisis. Mr. Macron said his priority was to build more electricity connections in Europe and to lower gas prices. Beyond words and declarations, there were doubts about the forum's concrete goals and actions. European Council President Charles Michel disagrees.
We share the same continent and we face the same challenges, and we'll have the occasion to address how we can try to improve the cooperation, the coordination, in order to have more stability, more security, more peace. We have also common challenges in terms of migration or mobility, and I'm optimistic because the fact that the 44 countries which were invited decided to participate is a first positive signal. But today we have the occasion to go more in depth in the substance of the topics that we need to address together.
Latvia's Prime Minister Krišjānis Kariņš says no decisions were expected yet, only an exchange of thoughts and comments. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis talked about people smuggling and migration on the sidelines of the summit.
In order to avoid these types of incidents of occurring in the future and to completely eradicate the smugglers who prey upon innocent people, desperate people who try to reach the European continent in vessels which are clearly not seaworthy.
A new raft of sanctions against Russia will likely cause some issues for Serbia. At Croatia's insistence, the package also included Serbia, meaning the country will no longer be able to import Russian oil via the Croatian island of Krk to refineries in Pančevo and Novi Sad. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić was annoyed by what he viewed as Croatian interference in Belgrade's internal affairs. Serbia will likely have to resort to other ways of obtaining crude oil, which could influence price increases. Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković address the issue.
It's not our position, it's the position of the European Union. I think every country that comes here at this event, at this point of time in European history, should respect the sanctions regime against Russia, second, show solidarity to Ukraine. Serbia can anytime import any oil except from Russia, bring it to the Croatian port of Krk, then bring it through our pipeline system to Serbia, no problem. Except the Russian oil.
Some dismiss the EPC swiftly as just another talk shop, one that will be difficult to manage not just because of its size, but also because of its diversity and the rivalries between many of its members, from Armenia to Azerbaijan to Greece and Turkey. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.